We have an appropriation each year from the legislature specifically earmarked to assist us with the acquisition of polar regions and rare Alaska type material. This year it's $25,000, and depending on the value of the materials, that determines how many volumes we actually pick up. Some of the volumes are $6,000-$8,000, some of the volumes are $600-$800. So over the course of a year, I suspect if we averaged it out over the last 3-4 years, we'd be talking in terms of perhaps 10 or 15 very significant items a year.
That was Bob Guyman, Director of Libraries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. In recent weeks, the Elmery Rasmussen Library has acquired two significant collections. Banker and UA Regent Elmer Rasmussen donated one of three known German copies of a first account of the death of Captain James Cook, published in 1780, 200 years ago. The book is one of the library's most valuable volumes.
That book ranks high among the total collection as far as value. We are extremely fortunate that we have a benefactor such as Elmer Rasmussen and the National Bank of Alaska. Extremely fortunate. We work very closely with Elmer Rasmussen. He sends notices of materials that are available up to us from time to time, asking us if we have it. If we don't, to evaluate the importance of that particular work to the Elmer Rasmussen Library.
Not only is the book, which is entitled News on the Life and Sea Voyages of the Famous Captain Cook, Letters from England of Historic, Statistic, and Artistic Contents, one of three known copies, it is also the only copy held in the Americas. One copy is in Germany, the other in Canberra, Australia.
The significance of that is that it further enhances the University of Alaska Fairbanks as a place where scholars will come and do research. We have a steady stream of scholars in and out of the library because of the materials we have in the polar regions and Alaska areas, and this greatly enhances that.
The Rasmussen Library also recently received confirmation that it was to be the recipient of Senator Mike Gravel's papers, about 50 cartons of papers that document Senator Gravel's 12 years in the Senate in Washington, D.C., are expected, said Guyman.
We acquired those through the good work of Paul McCarthy, the university archivist, and his staff, and also because other papers have been deposited here in the past. We have the Bartlett papers, we have the Greening papers, the Rivers papers, the Begich papers. In fact, all of the papers of territorial delegates to Washington, D.C. from territorial days, through all of the representatives and senators since statehood, with the exception of a period from 30 to 32, and we have those records on microfilm. So we have the records since 1922, all right here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and Mike Gravel's papers just carry on that tradition and assist us to maintain that.
Guyman was asked if there was any kind of material that the library would prefer not to acquire.
In our effort to be a comprehensive resource center on materials pertaining to Alaska and the polar regions, there is very little that we would not have an interest in. With the skill on the part of our staff, we can quickly determine with anyone interested in donating material or selling material what would be of value to the present and future generations here in Alaska. And I would very much invite anyone with materials, whether they think they're valuable or not, to be in touch with us. And I would be delighted to speak with that person. My phone number is 479-7224 here at the University Library. Or stop in. I would invite anyone to stop in. It's often assumed by donors that their materials really aren't that significant, only in the process of visiting with people like that they are of extreme value to us. It's always assumed on the part of people that what somebody else has is of value, but what I have really isn't that significant, and oftentimes it isn't that way at all. We have a lot of business records, a lot of mining records, a lot of political records, and a lot of personal records.
That was Bob Guyman, Director of Libraries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Nanooks take on the Gold Kings hockey team tonight at 7:30 in the Patty Gym. Ben Anooks will play St. Thomas Monday and Tuesday nights at 7, also in the Patty Gym. Men's basketball action begins next weekend with games in Anchorage, and the women's action gets underway December 2nd. Movies this weekend include Kramer vs. Kramer at 6:40 p.m. in the Concert Hall. The 4th Annual Career Fair will be held Tuesday from 9 to 4 in Wood Center, and there is a student recital at 8 on Thursday, November 20th. I'm Karen Sedzo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.